can be changed. The change I want to see must first begin in me. I surrender, yeah, so your world can be changed.
The change I want to see
must first be
good.
Right now,
so your world can be
changed.
You must first begin
to
surrender.
So your world can be changed.
you gotta do is say,
fill me up. Yeah.
Well, welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus with myself, Pastor E. Yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source. Oh, think about that. The source of our entire lives. Our mixed discussions, our mixed topics, our mixed areas that we're finding on how to be like Jesus is so much easier to talk about him. So we will, through Jesus, share with you testimony, share with you example, and share with you disciple-made principles to guide us and lead us through our lives. And yes, no matter how sinful, how broken you are, Jesus loves you. Let's just get that straight right there. Jesus wants you. Let's get that established. And Jesus is able to transform your life right now. Let's get that bona fide, certified, and put in place by the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't matter if big time, small time, whatever sin, we say this all the time, sin is sin. God will forgive you. As a matter of fact, let's take it to the next level. God has already forgiven you. But have you forgiven yourself, and have you done the principles to become forgiven? And yes, as he forgives you, as he heals you, as he takes care and nurtures your wounds, he changes the whole direction of your life from an unrighteous to a righteous and healthy life that will lead people to that same attitude, is a healthy and sinless life. We're going to talk about that. Following Jesus, family, always involves sharing his love with others who need him. I tell you, the moment that I met him on my road, and you got your own road, but the moment I met him on my road and I was blinded of the physical things and I had to really depend on spirituality, all the things that came to notice is that I had the immediate privilege to do the most important thing I'll ever do daily is share his love with somebody who needs it. So we must take our responsibility to embrace the privilege, to follow him, to go after him, to follow him, to take up our cross, and to do the thing that he called us to do, and that is to love one another and to follow Jesus. Yes, this is Let's Talk Jesus. We're continuing that series on prayer and communication and relationship in the areas of you know, we can say, go pray. Or go do this. There, we have to understand that there are steps that we have to take. And remember, we have been talking about resembling Christ and knowing that we had to change the way we do things. And by changing the way we do things, we have to transform our habits from becoming habitual worldly things to becoming habitual lifestyles that follow Jesus Christ. We're going to challenge ourselves to look at our habits and the way our habits can become systematically trained to do what is good or not so good. Yeah. Habits are power attributes to your character. The things you do more are very, very, very influential on how you are, how you react, and who you become. Habits turn our actions into attitudes and into lifestyles. Habits are intellectual. They're physical, they're spiritual, and they're relational. Habits form from lifetime deformities or standards for our success. See, there is a one or the other. There is no in between. One thing I tell you about habits require daily attention and hard work to change. See, you have to know that you cannot just stop a habit or forget a habit. You must go to work to replace a habit, whatever it is, whether good or bad. You must replace it with the opposite. Now, for us, we don't want any bad habits, so we want to change our bad habits into good habits. How do we do that? We have to begin by being walking conscious. We have to begin by thinking and living our new life in Christ right now, not what'll happen tomorrow or what can happen or what may come, but the moment, the decision, the action, and the time that we cause ourselves to follow God will result in the control of our lives. You can either be led from the inside or led from the outside. Who do you choose this day? See, that's us making the choice that we form our habits to lead us to the place of reaching our potential, the perfect will of God for our Christian walk and our Christian life. and not for our own, but for Christ. The word tells us in Proverbs 16:3, it says that commit your ways to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. See, we can become habitually godly thinkers that will develop our habits, our beliefs, our thoughts, and our feelings. Let's call them the BTFs tonight. Beliefs, thoughts, and feelings. That we're being led by God's word. We're being led by God's spirit. And his ways, his truth gives us the ability to trust in the Lord. Oh, come on, Proverbs 3:5. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not on your own understanding. It must become habitual. See, becoming a godly thinker means I'm making a conscious choice that I would develop my thoughts to what? Sustain the word of God so my character can be seen from the inside out instead of the outside in. If I share the principle of the inside out and the outside in with you, it's simple. Whatever you let in will control you. So I decide to let Jesus in at all time, all day. The music I listen to, the television I watch, the books I read, the people I'm around, the sounds and even the silence that I allow myself to be in have to be, watch this, intentional. That now it sustains God. It makes ourselves available for God. That no longer am I looking for somebody to tell me about me on the outside, but I'm waiting for God to confirm me on the inside so I now can act right. I can talk right. I can walk right. I can do right. See, we're still talking about praying like God, but if we have not changed our habit to becoming habitual prayers, what the Bible says, pray without what? Ceasing. That's habitual. And you cannot be habitual in anything unless you have a habit. How many people on here tonight, and we're not asking for any dial ones right now, but how many people on here used to smoke cigarettes? The patch wouldn't work. Nothing would work. I had to now become habitual to not take the habit away, but to replace the habit. So instead of smoking, I replaced the habit with not smoking. How simple is that? Instead of saying I'm going to go cold turkey, it won't work. And I'm not saying some things work for some people, and I'm talking about in a general census. You cannot just cold turkey. It's better. Well, for me, let me speak for me. It's better for me to replace it with something better. So instead of smoking, I replaced it with not smoking. You say, well, that's pretty simple. That's how simple it is. But we have to have the mindset to say I can't kill a habit, but I can change a habit. See, there's three type of people you will encounter in this world. Three type. You got thinkers, you got fillers, and you got actors. Thinkers are conscious. They believe that those are believers that trust God completely and allow their thinking to guide their beliefs, their feelings, and their actions to be what? Godly. Fillers are subconscious people. They're led by the emotions, the senses. They're led by distorted actions and reactions. And remember that our senses cannot be trusted. Just because it smells good does not mean it is good for you. Just because she looked good did not mean she was good for you. Then there's actors, just because. Those who go through life making choices without thinking them through, without asking questions, without being aware, without being conscious. They are just led by those same beliefs, feelings, and actions that come from the world. And then they let their thinking get them, seem like it'll get them out of the consequences of those actions. Never works. So we have to learn to be thinkers, meaning we're conscious minded. We believe in God, and we know that if God did it for you, he could do it for me. If he took your habit and gave you the ability to replace it with something better, then guess what? He could do it for me too. See, I had to learn that my habits were like a spiritual DNA. See, your spirit man can become the focal point of who you are. That's why we say stay conscious, stay focused, win, not tomorrow, not yesterday. That's why we really want to drive ourselves to say, right now is my time to wake up, to get up and move, to stay focused, to be at the point where God could change me consistently. We're starting a series this week on wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. And I know somebody's going to say, why'd you give it away? Well, I'm giving it away. How to stay in the awe of God. We get in the presence of God, and then 2 seconds later, we in depression. 2 seconds later, we in worry. 2 seconds later, we in doubt. Instead of staying in the awe of God, how to stay in the awe of God. I'm learning to get there and stay there and not be contented on what you're doing or where you're staying. Because I have to get me right. I have to get my soul in order so I can at least share and get one person to say, you know what, you help me. My job is done for that second. I got another job. But how to stay in the awe of God is to become habitual. You have to know his characteristics. Come on, does anybody know his characteristics? What? Number one, virtue, knowledge. You have to know the things that keep him in order: self-control, perseverance, godliness, compassion, and love. See, by our example and walk, we make the difference. You want God to hear you. I said this last 2 weeks ago. I said, you want the results of prayer, but you don't know how to pray. And so I said, no, I get on my knees every night. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Keep me to tomorrow. And if it's your will, I say, no, that's not prayer. Prayer is, can you deposit in me your word? Can you give me revelation knowledge that I hear you, I see you, and now I can do you? That no longer am I following a God that people say I can't see. I have a relationship with you, and I see you because I know that you're a spirit, and I have to go into a spiritual realm to know you. See, that's a habit. That's a spiritual DNA. That spiritual man. That's when you say, I'm going to stay conscious. I'm going to leave the past behind. I'm going to begin again now, clean. I'm gonna prepare my cup properly, and I'm gonna make sure that I'm putting old in the new. Because if I know you gave me new, I must put new in. What does it mean by new? What does it mean by God doing something new? Something never ever done before. Come on, we're in the last quarter of this season of 2018. It's about crossover time. Are we really getting the fact to the point that God has already done it? But when you see it, oh, it looks like it's never been done before. When people see you in it, they say, I've never seen that done before. That's because the glory of God that's already been finished coming to fruition on earth as it what? Is in heaven. Do you believe that today? That has to be the big thing that you say I'm already a habit about. I believe it. He said it. I believe it. I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to talk in it. I'm going to preach in it, preach Jesus somebody. I'm going to shout it. I'm going to dance in it. I'm going to do whatever it takes because that is my habit now. I've changed directions. I've done the 720. And don't get it wrong, 720 never ends. 720 constant. 360 turning away from yourself and 360 turning to God. And they're both opposite directions. But it's work, and you have to be conscious to turn from you and turn to God in the same motion. It is such a, I'm seeing this whirlwind in the Holy Spirit that it makes up lost time when you can focus on turning away from you and turning to God at the same time. It's possible because every time he says, lift your hands, and the body says, no, sit down, you raise your hands. Oh, you're getting closer, and now you're separating yourselves from the negativity, the things that say, no, I can't, I won't, I quit. See, you got to change your habit. How can I pray to a God who is the habit maker, the foundation, who is the solid rock, if I'm not solid, foundational, and habitual also? Taking on the characteristics of God means that I study to see what he did, how he did it, how long he did it, and did he sustain, and what was the result? Every time I see Jesus, oh God, somebody's jumping up in their seat right now. I saw results. Why would I not want to be like Jesus when everything he did produced results? And then, watch this, somebody going to shut me down and turn me off and say I try to build people up too much. Well, that's what I do. Don't you know that he can do the same for you? When you believe, you will not perish, you'll have what? Everlasting life. That's habitual. That's saying I changed my habit. I didn't get rid of it. I just transformed it from something not so good to something great. We cannot be the negativity that has already been proven. Matthew 23:25-28. It says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, the cup and the dish, but from the inside out, and stop losing the battle from outside. The word clearly just states to us that we have to work from the inside out. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness. Verse 28. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. See, we're given the example from Christ that it doesn't matter what's on the outside. It doesn't matter what your clothes look like. It doesn't matter about your houses, the big crosses on your chest, the lapel pins. Jesus wrote it, and he said that all over them, but to be cleansed by God in a purpose-driven God life. My God. See, God that considers us holy, not hypocrites. God that doesn't look at us as Pharisees and scribes mentioned in Matthew 28, but labels us as the called, as the chosen. See, you know you're chosen when John 3:24 comes. It says, now who keeps my commandments abides in him and he in him. See, by this we know that he abides in us because we keep his word and his commandments. See, that's habitual. And when you know that you know that you know that he abides in you, what do you worry about what's on the outside? It's because by the Spirit, he has given us everything. By the Spirit, he has made known. By the Spirit, he has revealed. By the Spirit, he has provided. You cannot tell me today that believing in God does not produce results. See, producing results through God means the invisible comes to visible. And you have to have a habit of waiting to see the visible. Then when you get the habit of it, now you start to work it. And you say, no, I'm going to speak those things that are not as if it what already is. See, now we're talking about prayer. Because you can say God is done and they don't see it. I don't see it out here, but on the inside, I've already seen it made. I see the kichi kichi, the kachi kachi. I know it's a banana. I know where to go get it. I'm just waiting on the word for you to tell me to go. See, that's habitual following Christ. It's important that we go to these levels of understanding about the word of God. Stop being a filler. You only move by your feelings. Only time you shout is when you feel like you got a little Holy Ghost in you. Don't be an actor because you just act a fool anyway. Just to act a fool, just to be seen, just to be heard. But be a thinker and be strategic, knowing that everything you do is so God is pleased. I'm thinking it out. I'm strategically going to now set my boundaries and my range of variance, knowing that I'm not going this low, but as high as I'll go, as high as he wants me to. But I'm going to be strategic with my time because I'm habitual about being about my Father's business. Oh, somebody say it. When? See, I want to be habitual right now because if I get into the past or if I get into the tomorrow, I'm not habitual. I'm jumping the gun or I'm falling behind. We must get in time with God if we want what God has for us in time so we can now, watch this, get the results of time. that God is the Father, God is the Son, and God is the Holy Ghost, because it's a habit. I don't need you to preach to me and tell me over and over again. Let's agree and let's keep moving. Let's do what God called us to do and say hallelujah together, all on one accord. Let's be habitual together. Let's do this thing. Not because somebody told us to, but because we know we can. And the more we get habitual together. See, here's another blessing on one accord. Because we have to get on one accord. This cannot just be me and my lesson and me saying what I'm going to do for God. It has to be us all saying, you know what? I'm not going to do me. I'm going to do him. And it's a habit. It's something that's required of me, and I have to start doing what's required of me instead of what I have required. Oh my God, I'm so glad I was redeemed from that, because I never got nothing. Nothing ever came. Nothing that was ever substantial. It was all just puff in the wind and blow by, go by, overnight sensation stuff. And we get habitual to that, and before you know it, that's all we serve is that also. That's all we believe in. That's all we follow. That's all we do. We don't want to trust God because I'm so used to doing me. But watch this, and this is in closing. If there is no results, why are you still doing it? No. I know you making noise. I know you slapping and clapping your feet. But I'm talking about results. Results mean others are being affected and others are seeing the results. And through your example, not your mouth, not your sign on the wall, not your post on Facebook, not your picture all over the place. And I know everybody out there can say I'm guilty of all that. Well, I'm out there. But guess what? I whether they're on or not, I'm doing the work of the service of the Lord to help people. See, that's where results come in. I can say, honestly, the things I'm doing here for God, I see results. Nope, not in my pocketbook. Don't call me for no money. Nope, not in that, because that I don't have it in the results of the people. The people around me connected to me are not the same people when I met them. That doesn't give me any, I don't get any recognition or honor for that. I just know I'm doing a good job because now God is getting glorified through those people. See, that's results. That's not somebody saying, well, you got 100 people following you, but they still messed up. Man, you got a lot of work to do. You know, man, what's wrong with those people? I know they're there for you. They filling up the seats, but every time they walk out of there, they look like they're still deformed. They're still out of place. See, that's not results. That's not habitual godly lifestyle. See, godly lifestyle means your life has changed, and it's changing every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. Consistently, that's because it's habitual. And you have to want it. I can want it for you all I want, but you won't receive it until you want it for yourself. You have to be the agent of change in your life. You have to be the agent of motivation in your life. You have to want this. Not me. I can want it for y'all all day long. And guess what? If you don't want it, it's just going to be me wanting for you. And I'm wasting time on stuff that I could be wanting for somebody else that is truly wanting change. And the good news about it is that he's ready for you right now. I know, I know that most of us out there think we got it all together, but here, I'm right here. The first one say, Lord, put me number one in line because I still need more change. I know I have a lot of people say, oh, you're doing such a great thing. Look at God doing well. You're such a giver. I still need more change. Nowhere near where God is requiring me to be, because I ain't ready yet. I'll never be ready until he comes. But my goal is to keep pushing for readiness so I'm higher and I'm better and I'm closer than I ever thought be. It just may be I'll be just where he wanted me to be. But that's not my concern either. It's just going higher and becoming habitual to this lifestyle lifestyle of God, that I really relate with him, that I really know how to speak to him, I know how to hear from him, and I know how to do him. It's important that we take these steps, these measures, to become habitual in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this message. We thank you for the word that has went forward. We thank you for the motivation for us to get closer to you and become habitual, to become intentional, and to become relational with you. That it's no longer us. Kill us every second. Kill us every moment. Kill us everything, every time that you can. Take something out of us and fill us with you. Lord, we open up right now to receive. We know it's not by power. We know it's not by might, but by your spirit. Lord, we say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we will not leave this place the same. We decree, declare that we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our mind, because we're building our habits in you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You want to open the lines up. Somebody out there has a question, comment. Want to get in on the conversation, dial one right now. This is our segment for Let's Talk Jesus. If you don't dial one, I'm going to the bus program tonight. I make myself laugh. Good evening, Minister Terry. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, family. I tell you, my God, I tell you, I'm just listening here because you know what? You started it off with change. And I said, oh, Pastor, that's the spirit, because, you know, that's what I'm speaking on Thursday. Change.
Ooh, hey, look at the look at confirmation ring from
confirmation.
Heaven.
Confirmation. You know, I was just like over here, my God, you know, confirmation, because that's what I want to, because I tell you, God, Jesus, he will change inside out. And I tell you, we work so hard. We put diligent work in to change on the outside. But what are we doing on the inside? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Awesome work, Pastor. I tell you, I look forward to Let's Talk About Jesus. But Jesus, he will change you, and he'll change you through your relationship with him, through his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he will. God bless you, my sister. We look forward to
God bless you, family.
Women Speak Now. What's the word? With Minister Terry on Thursday evening, every fourth Thursday, she is bringing it, and she is bringing it right. So we want you guys to be a part of that this Thursday, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m. in your time zone. God bless you, woman of God. Area code 1414, last 42563. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, Pastor E. How are you?
Blessed. In the city.
Favorite song.
Blessed. In the field. What's up, Pastor?
Let me dial one before the bus start, you know, coming my way, because he ain't never threw me up under there yet. But listen, you was talking about change, and I'm like Minister Terry. I'm over here already studying for Wednesday. And I had to start laughing to myself. I said, because for many years I thought change was just something you had in your pocket. I didn't know nothing about change, because it was who I was, and that's who I was, and you need to accept it, because I accepted it. Like,
yes.
I'm not changing. Like, you know, you fold your arms and you say, this is just how I am, this, you know. And it was interesting, because after time, like you said, it's a new habit that you have to form. And one thing I definitely want to encourage the men and women, God, don't give up on yourself.
Ooh,
and
geez.
Like you said, it's something that you is going to be continuous. It's not something that's just going to happen overnight. I had to continually make this change. I texted my sister earlier, because there's another part of me that I'm trying to change. And I told her, I said, girl, I told myself no 29 times in 5 minutes. And told myself I ain't going to die 2 times, you know, because you have to keep speaking to yourself. You have to keep telling yourself, no, I really mean no. Valora, sit your $5 tail down somewhere. I mean no, you know. So you have to
What'd you say, your $5 tail? Girl, right. you be going, oh, my God.
To encourage yourself and motivate yourself and tell yourself, listen, you're not going to die through this change. It feels like a ripping. It feels like something new. You know, that's just like you becoming a new person and you have to reintroduce yourself to yourself all over again. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
something totally new and a new individual, someone that you don't know. Be patient with yourself. This is
My
something
God.
That's going to be a process that you're going to go through. So I definitely bless you for this word. And I keep on encouraging because that change, we'll be on here all night. We'll talk about the things that had to change. You just said cigarettes. I said cigarettes. Heck, that was the least of my worry for change.
Well, I was trying to be light. Look, we all then went through some crazy. We're like, man, how am I going to get rid of this? When that taste and that hunger and that little chill in the stomach come up in there, look, I done been through it, believe me. But I tell you, only by the grace of God was that's something else. Even drugs, you know, you cannot cold turkey. Even for me, rehab didn't work for me, and I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
It was when God showed me to take it away by replacing with something better.
Right.
So this is what happened with me, and I share this with people in the streets all the time. I'm like, man, dude, I don't care what you do, man, smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink, but come here, let me just tell you this little secret: give God more than what you do on the streets and what you do in your life, and I guarantee you, before you know it, you'll stop doing that.
Exactly.
Starting to consume myself more and more with God, and because cigarettes, what, I want no cigarettes. God might be upset about that smell. You know, now exactly. I'm, you know, just spending time with Him, that was replacing something bad with something better. And before you know it, you're not paying attention to the bad no more because the better is so good. Woo, we. Write that down, Minister Terry. I'm going to preach that one.
Right. The thing is that when it comes to that, you have to understand that, you know, even though we're talking about cigarettes, we're talking about drugs and things like that, but understand my message has been to try to catch people before they start going through what I went through.
Yes.
And the thing is, even your eating habits, changing your eating habits. Once I had the heart surgery, Pastor E, I had to do a whole new lifestyle. That I was not used to, a whole new way of cooking that I was not used to. And I tell people, listen, that cheeseburger almost cost me my life.
It cost your life.
You know?
Ooh, you know what? That's
exactly
a testimony there because I
you,
witnessed.
You want to start, right, you want to start making those changes now so you have better habits when you become my age and older. I'm in a training with a young man who before 9 a.m. is drinking a soda pop and eating corn nuts. And I'm like, one day you're going to regret doing that. You might as well
your teeth
that going,
look, you go, you're tearing up your teeth for one, and your stomach is getting malnutrition. Oh, my God.
Just about those bad habits. It's about all your whole way of living.
Right.
Start changing it now. I promise
right now.
You'll be blessed. You know, you'll be more productive because your thinking is clear. It's not clouded with Pepsi. You understand what I'm saying? Your heart, your lungs is clear.
Mountain Dew is my thing
because
I can drink a Mountain Dew and go hard.
Get the Mountain Dew now.
Bless you, woman of God.
I'm waiting for somebody else to come in. All right, I'll talk to you another time.
Thank you so
God
much.
Bless
God bless you. We're going to see Pastor Valores Wednesday. We on this is part three.
Yeah.
You're talking about them tests. Y'all don't forget the Pastor E test. He out there. We're going to talk about that in week four. Bless you, woman of God.
You too, bye.
Area code 251, last 46478. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, Pastor E. Good evening, family.
What's up, Minister Kimberly? How are you?
Awesome. I'm blessed. I just recently took me a trip. And it was so awesome because everything that everybody is covering tonight, I experienced it. And I was amongst this group of people, you know, and they were drinkers and still children of God. And I was playing my music. He was talking about that music. So I changed my hip-hop to my Christian music, right? And they were all talking about, you know, it's the place they hung out to. And now the person I visited was, you know, you see my post on Facebook, Pastor E. And I even called you from there, right?
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, so they were doing their own things. And, you know, different people came from the neighborhood to introduce themselves. And they were not in agreement in my conversation because of their drinking. And I had to tell a couple of them, hey, you're not going to stop me from talking about my Jesus and my God. Hey, you do your thing, but don't stop me from doing me because I love Jesus. I had to remind them, hey, he said if you deny him here on this earth, he's going to deny you into the kingdom of heaven. So you just do you and let me do me. Now, you get up off of me. I had to get some of them straight now. And then I started ministering to them, and then I had to pull my phone out. We went to this place they called the hole. I just wanted to check the neighborhood out. And then I had to
wait a minute. You must have been in one of them stick states. when they start talking about the hole, you in Arkansas, Oklahoma. If you guys don't know, she was in Arkansas.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I was in Arkansas, and I put my music on my phone, started playing Snoop Dogg's gospel. Then they started talking. Some of them knew it. I'm getting. They're saying, "I know." I went to them. Some of them was insisting I couldn't leave before I prayed for them and everything else. And I was like, look at God, bug. I was like, hallelujah. But it was just a lot of them was talking to me, and I was telling them, look, there's obedience in everything that we do. And then my sister here, she was talking about obedience in your diet. And I was telling them, there's obedience in your diet. I had that conversation. There's obedience in finances. I had a talk with a bunch of them, and it was a great experience because I got to talk about my God, you know, and I did get to minister to some of them, and then I ended up going to Bible study there, and some of them followed me on into the church.
Come on now.
I said, oh, my God.
That's God.
Yeah. Then I had another situation. I went in a store, and I dropped $5.20 on the floor, and I went outside, and they told me the man that gave it back wouldn't dare give nobody their money back. I said, but look at God. He wouldn't allow me to keep that money. I knocked on my car window and said, when somebody in this store, in this car, dropped some money in the store, they said, they told me, yeah, you God's child. You're a Christian because he wouldn't have never gave that money back to nobody. I said, that's my God. Hallelujah.
Come on now. There you go.
Yeah, I said, and that was my gas money to get back home. I did not want to happen to using no card or anything. That was my gas home. So, yeah, God did not want him to keep that money. He didn't allow him to keep that money. No, $5.20, and I mean, they said he wouldn't give you $5 back. Not that God that gave that money back. So that's my testimony here.
Amen.
Yeah.
It will. It works. 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 And I'm proud that even our relationships, that when we connect with one another, we can see change in each other. And it's not just the change in you; it's the change in stuff that happens to you.
Right.
The stories aren't. The stories aren't always, man, pray for me. No, it's like, man, dude, let me tell you what God did, and we start to see those things happening. Oh. We're going to start a praise party up in here tonight because God works. And he is truly doing things in our lives, but we got to start doing it for us. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, too. Okay.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin. What's up, my brother?
Man, I'm just sitting back, relaxing, listening to what you were saying and some points that you were hitting on. You know, and I was just sitting back listening, and I hear the word. You know, like you know, it came like this. You know, the Old Testament, you know, the Old Testament was like a sealed, and the New Testament had to be revealed, because if the Old Testament had never been sealed, then Jesus, we would have never had a Savior. And so sometimes in our life, we gotta seal some old things so the new thing can go, you know, grow in our life. We gotta constantly, you know, because you said something. You know, he said, if you abide in him, and if we don't abide, we got to, you know, not saying nothing against what you said, but a lot of folks got God. See, and that's the world system got God, but our God have a name. And so we have to start saying the name of our God, because that's why the Old Testament was sealed. The New Testament comes, when the New Testament was revealed, here he come, our Savior. Our Savior stopped walking. Our Savior became flesh. Our Savior came from a spirit to flesh. and it died. You can't kill a spirit. So sometimes in our journey, we gotta call it by name, because you know he says that in my name, you know, he give us a name that we have to, you know, we have to call, because now the world system, everybody got a God, you know. And I like to put my name on my God.
Yeah, you got a TV God, you got a football God, you got a bunch of gods in this world.
This Jesus, because Jesus, you know, if we keep saying God, you know, God, because, you know, he said he never share his glory with another. We got a jealous God. So we start calling, you know, we start giving recognition to a God with no name. No, our God got power. You know, it's power in the name of Jesus. And so we just got to seal some old things so the new thing can be revealed in our life, man, because, you know, I used to smoke cigarettes. I used to do heroin. I used to do cocaine. I used to do alcohol. I'm not afraid of what I used to do. You know what I'm saying? That's how he brought me, you know, because he sealed some things in my life. I became a new beginning. I became a new priest, a new Christian in Christ. I became a new creature. And how I became a new creature, because he had to seal some things. I couldn't become a new creature if he didn't never reseal some things in my life. And so change come within Jesus. Jesus got to change me, because if I'm saying God changed me, you know, that anybody, you know, I'm telling anybody, well, God can change you, but my God has a name, and his name is Jesus Christ. His name, you know, Yahshua, you know, his name, Jehovah, you know, and I like to put a name in my God, because I want people to know I got a bad God. And I got a God that has feelings, but he also has a name. I got a God that has love. For God so loved the world, you know, he gave himself up for me. He said, if I abide in him, he abide in me. He said, if I will obey his words, if I will listen to his words, if I will do his words. And so I like folks to know what type of God I'm talking about, because we got it nowadays, man. I'm telling you, if you go in the Old Testament, they had over a million gods. But we had one God that stood up. We had one God was bad, man. He was a bad God. Because he said that if you follow me, or if you let me order your steps, or if you bring your burden to me, I'm going to give you rest. That's the kind of God I love, man. I love that God that when he died on the cross for me, he didn't point the finger at me. Because you got other gods who say, well, I did this for you. I did that for you. I did this for you. But this God never once brought up my sin. This God never brought up the things that I did in my life. Why? Because he resealed it. He put a seal on it. So he can't go back into a seal that he put on, because he won't be a just God. So that's why God said, I throw your sins in a sea of forgiveness. Well, I don't even remember no more. And sometimes put that seal on that thing, because only hack and grow, we keep bringing it back. Well, I don't care what the devil did to me 10 years ago. I'm talking about what God did to me the other 10 years. No, 10 years ago, the devil beat me up. But these 10 years, God has been, his grace and mercy, his favor has been upon me. I've been walking in blessing. I've been walking in the newness. I've been walking with faith. I've been walking with boldness. I've been walking with the Holy Ghost. He said that he's able to keep me from going back. So only time somebody will go back, or he said the dog will turn back into his vomit. So I make sure I put a seal on some things, that because if I'm fully delivered, if I'm fully set free, like I said, my God set me free, then I don't, those things should pull me back. So I'm so grateful about what he said, we overcome by our testimony in the blood of the Lamb. Yeah, I told my testimony, but I put a seal on it. Because if I don't put a seal on it, I find myself back into it. It's okay to tell your testimony, but don't wobble in it. You know, boldness in it. You know, because you testify by something that you put a seal on it, and you glorified it. No, man, God has delivered me and set me free, but I want to tell you about a God that I know. I want to tell you about this Lord and Savior. I want to tell you about this one that ripped the Bible from the beginning to the end. I know we like to talk about God, but I like to put his name in it, because he said it's in his name. He said, do these in my name. No, he gives us a name, man, and that's why he sealed the Old Testament, because if you didn't seal the Old Testament, we'll still be going back into the Old Testament, pulling out the Old Testament God. God reveals
But that's the point. It's only one name. He said every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess to the name of Jesus, who is Lord.
That's where the power coming in. We gotta start utilizing that name, man, because that name makes
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, somebody sing it with me. Jesus. Yeah, bless you, man. Bless you. Get you on here. We be to preach up another one on Let's Talk Jesus tonight. But that's what's so important is that we all understand that we are new covenant partners. I even sent text out there. I need all covenant partners on this broadcast tonight because we are team. We need to start spending more time to each other. We need to be supporting each other's broadcast. Everybody should be on everybody else's broadcast. And when we first started as Minister Terry, I tell you, I used to have network meetings. We once a week, we would call, talk, and talk together. We need to start that thing back up. And that's why I asked everybody on this network that we don't charge for to be here tonight, that every Monday we can at least fellowship on the same teaching, that we now are becoming more like-minded, saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All you got to do is sing his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it works so good, man. Bless you, man. You want to, you got a word for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I was just sitting there listening, man, to some things that you were saying, man. And God just, you know, he's put some things in me some things that God has removed me from, what God has took away from me. And sometimes, like you say, when you don't meditate on his word, you know, he said the soul that sinned is going to die. The how you die when you don't meditate on the word.
I got to tell you, because I'm going to set you up on this one. We also got some ladies showing up tomorrow night that are going to tell us men really what it takes not to be a man, but to be a man for them.
Ooh.
What some of the things that they're asking for, some of the things that they're really looking for. And you wasn't on the broadcast. I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday. We got talking about this. It was Saturday on Real Talk. It was real deep. It's like, can you just guys understand where we come from? You're a married man, so I need you on that broadcast tomorrow night. We're going to let you come at the end and summate it up. But tomorrow night on Man Up, we're going to hear from the ladies.
I'm there.
We got the ladies that's going to show up. They're going to speak out, and we're going to listen to them first. And then we're going to share where we came from. And we're about 3 years strong on Man Up.
Yeah.
And I know some people fade off. You've been the most consistent. I'll say that loud to everybody. Pastor Dwayne Collins has been the most consistent. But our brothers are still part of Man Up. I'm talking about every Tuesday on the broadcast. If we don't have one, he's still on there. Regardless, Pastor Dwayne is that number one stunner when it comes to that. But we got other brothers. If I call them and say, I need you on this one, I need you on that one. Tomorrow's going to be a hot show, and we're going to give it to you at the end to bring that home. But my sisters are coming hard, and we're going to take good notes tomorrow. But we're also, I believe, going to be able to share. You know what? I'm glad you guys said that, because that's confirmation. We're doing some right things up in here at Man Up. And I didn't share – I didn't share the credo. I didn't share anything with the ladies. Now, some of our covenant partners who listen to Man Up know it, but I didn't bring it out, and they'll tell you. I didn't say it, but watch when they start sharing with us. I think we're going to get some confirmation tomorrow that we're really moving in the right direction. We just need more men, and we need more men to do what God has put before us, and it's starting tomorrow night. Man Up the Movement. Y'all better get ready.
Amen.
We need to bring back the collaboration. We need to bring Minister Michelle. She went back to school and is almost there on her master's. God bless her. I miss her so much. Oh my God. We used to collaborate. Women Speak Now and Man Up the Movement. Man Up the Movement with Women Speak Now. Remember when we would ask the questions and get the answers from the ladies, and then they would answer the questions. We're going to revive that tomorrow night and really listen to the ladies. We want to hear you clearly. Real talk from the ladies on Man Up the Movement tomorrow night, Tuesday, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m. You know the time zones. Be there tomorrow night, and then Pastor Dwayne is going to bring it together at the end, and we're going to bless the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Hey, just a quick thing before you jump off. Well, I see you getting it in last night.
Which one?
What's his name? Pat, how do you say his name?
Dedrick Haddon.
Yeah, I seen it. I seen you getting in. I said, they're going to eat. I seen you put a post on Facebook, too. I was telling my wife, I said, look, honey, pass me over there and get it in at his church.
You saw me on the video he put on there?
Yeah, because, yeah, he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't do a video yesterday. I was in the Holy Spirit the whole time. I didn't have time to go live.
Right, he shared live. I seen you over there because I said, honey, they're going to buy me.
let me tell you, it was a breakthrough yesterday. I was Jericho marching. Man, I can't even tell you how many elevations went yesterday. What an awesome time. That's why I go over there, because the worship is off the chain. Nonstop. He's a good brother that we're becoming friends. We just met each other, and a lot of likenesses. He's a PK kid, you know, a lot of things. We've been through the same kind of situations. But I just honor him because he's a real, I mean, I don't care what people think about him, and an artist at the end point, preachers in LA, the brother is true. And I love him. But I tell you, I go hard. But now he got to ride or die with him. Let's do it.
Hey, I was like, man, I went down there in California. I'll be stomping down there getting in with swag.
Well, you know, it's almost your season. It's almost your season for you and your wife to make your trip out here. And let's rejoice. That's coming up. But tomorrow night, we'll talk more on that. Tomorrow night on Man Up. Bless you, man.
Bless you, man.
I want to say this before we get ready to close, all my covenant partners, is that I thank God for you. I don't look at this as, and I never have, that you're doing anything for me. I'm just a vessel to open doors, choose the right people God sends to do what God has called you to do. Yes, we have labels of shows and things like that, but you know the freedom here is by the Holy Spirit for you to do what God has called you to do. We thank God for you. I cannot over express my appreciation for all the years of dedication to this network, to this broadcast, to following, to liking, to sharing, and doing what God has called you to do. But I want to make an announcement that we have to go higher. This is the time for the Now Network, Now Radio for You, which is a 24-hour radio station that we're about to launch some live broadcasts in the year of 2019. That's hidden. But we also here on the Now Network Blog Talk Radio want to be more available and use up all the slots all the time. So we're crying out for people who have the desire and want to be covenant with us to give me a call, get in touch with me, and let's make this happen. There are some changes about to happen going into 2019. I don't want to run anybody away, but accountability and us meeting together is going to be a mandatory. We still are not charging, which we could. We're still not putting our marks on it, which we could. Also, we're not doing design charges. You know, we'll make your flyer for free. All those things, God has still covenanted us to stay in order. Covenant means we do it for God. But we need to be a little bit more committed to one another and supporting one another, not only just listening to the broadcast, because you may not be available, but sharing, posting. Let's assist each other. This is not about ratings for the Now Network. This isn't about Pastor E. This is about us being consistent and being available in more areas. It's going to take your help. We need you. We need you. We need you. We're drawing up some new flyers, some new promotions and things like that we're going to be sharing with you. We need you to be a part of it. Our goal is that in every state of the United States, there's one covenant partner that will commit to the oneness, the covenant of Jesus Christ. through the fellowship of us being able to help each other, support each other, share each other, grow each other, whatever it takes, that we can all become more alike. That's our goal, but we need you, and I can't say it more than that. I want to now acknowledge all my covenant partners that came through for the Taste of Love on Skid Row, the corner of 6th Avenue and San Pedro. Wow. I can't tell you. I would say, and I'm going to share this testimony, because the testimony is what's going on right now. Now, I don't want to hear about the drug addiction and all that. We've all been through that stuff. Where are you at now? Let's talk about testimony of what you've seen God do. We were on the corner preparing food, getting ready. I'm sitting out there with an empty table, nothing out there but music playing. And then I got on the mic and started to share. I sung a song. That woke everybody up. Thank God. Oh, I'm just the anointing of God. And I made a call that if anybody had known Jesus but thought he left them because you're out here in this situation, thought he forgot about you because you made a mistake or whatever happened, you're sitting over there and you're saying, I used to know him, but where is he at? He's right over here right now. Get up. Come right now. I dare guarantee you 200 people. It may have been more. I was overwhelmed at that point. My God. Came across that street through the traffic and touched hands with me, prayed with me, and received Jesus Christ as their Lord, and went right back to their crate, right, went right back to their tent, went right back to the sidewalk where they're waiting on, because at the missions, you know, they put everybody out about 7 a.m., and you can't come back in until 5 p.m. You never get the same bed. You never get the same quarter. It's always a rotation daily. And when they leave, there's nowhere to go, so they get on the sidewalk, and they line. Oh, my God, do you know 200 people came across there and gave their lives to the Lord, and we had open mic. Some lady sung. She sung Yolanda Adams, Brother Rap. We had so much enjoyment down there. But then when we did finish barbecuing and getting the burgers, the hot dogs together, and we're going to do burgers next time, everybody from that mission came over. Over 1,000 people came through. And it's going to blow your mind. We only had 500 hot dogs when we started. But I was giving away second plates and third plates at the end of it. I'm not making this up. I just kept, we got more hot dogs in there, and they kept bringing them out. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't buy them, because I was a hot dog buyer. Everybody else got the buns and other stuff. We fed over 1,000, and I don't know how we did it, because I only bought 500. And guess what? I asked the women how many buns they bought. They said, well, you said 500 hot dogs. We got about 500 buns. Do you know not one person left out there without meat, without bread and meat, except the people that didn't want the bread? Somebody ought to shout glory. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. And then on top of that, it kept coming back and saying, where are you going? When are you coming back? When are you coming back? Well, once a month, we're going to be down there. Need our covenant partners to step up. We're going to be putting a lot more things out there, challenging you guys to help us. We got undercover covenant partners all around that we ain't got to ask. All we got to do is say, this is what we're doing. It comes through. We're going to be a little bit more intentional on saying, help. We need you to be a part of what God is doing. It's an awesome thing that's going on. He is blowing up. And guess what? It's not because of promotion, is not because of anything. It's because we're lifting it up, and he's drawing all men to us. Now, you guys know on Wake Up, Get Up, we're drawing those minds in. I saw some folks that I had seen a couple of weeks ago that was way much more crazier than they was on Saturday. My God, he's doing it. Let's keep connected. Let's keep linked up. Let's keep pulling. Oh, yeah, we're pulling in Alabama. We're pulling in Wisconsin. We're pulling in Texas. We're pulling in Florida. We're pulling in Washington State. We're pulling in D.C. and Maryland. Let's link in and pull. And you're going to start to see some change in these people's minds. Don't you know the enemy is here to kill, to rob, kill, and destroy minds? Let's take them back. But we need your help. Now, here's on a good note. This Saturday, we're doing our Hallelujah Harvest Festival for the children of North Long Beach, Compton, Linwood, Paramount, anybody who comes. We ain't looking for addresses. We're not getting people to have to sign up to make sure that we got enough. We are going to be here barbecuing. We are going to be here wearing costumes. I'm going to make myself up like a Laker or something. We're going to do whatever we can, but we still need Covenant Partners to come through. We need candy. We need game supplies. We need anything you think that children would love to have to take away from a scary but a holy experience. We need your help. We want to make this thing big. That means any kid comes, white, black, Hispanic, Christian, Muslim, whatever. When they come, we are going to have fun with these children. We're going to play some loud music. We're going to blast it. We're going to praise. I can't tell you about the last event we had out here. We had the steppers. We had the drums. We had everything going on. And don't you know those kids had a good time. We need you to be a part of it. I'm sorry we lost. I just noticed we lost about 5 callers that were on the board. I'm sorry you left, because this is a blessing for you to sow into this ministry right now. The harvest is very, 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 very ripe. We need you on this thing. We want to make the kids. Oh, we just lost 2 more. God bless you guys. But we want to make this thing a successful event. You know God is blessing you through what you're doing here. We need you to come through this weekend. We're going to make this an awesome occasion, and it's going down. Last but not least, if you're in the Houston area, November 3rd, Saturday, November 3rd, under the leadership and guidance of my son, Ricky Bradford, a.k.a. 2 Crook for Jesus, we'll be having a harvest celebration there in Houston on the 3rd. If you know somebody in that area, spoken word, mind, praise dance, anything to do with uplifting, we are putting on a concert. We want people to come out. I've been blessed to be the host and to get to perform. I'm for the breakout of my single. I haven't sung it to nobody except, well, yeah. Anyway, it's been a long time. I'm going to break some stuff. But God said, now go with the new and bring it. Go ahead. Move forward. Move forward. And we wrote a song that you could go through anything. And and then we wrote another song. We're going to try to get that one ready, too, for that. But if you're in the Houston area, we want artists that are local. We already got the event. We already got the place that everything's set up. But we want to make sure we can make a platform for others. I saw them in Arkansas, and Lecrae was there. A couple other headliners were there. 2 Crunk was there. Well, now they called 2 Crunk and said, make it happen. Well, he called me, and we're going to make it happen. If you're in the Houston area, November 3rd, Saturday, November 3rd, Houston, Texas. Go on Facebook. You'll see the flyer. We need you guys to get involved. If you want to be a part of it, you know somebody there that can be committed. Send them out. Use my name as a connection, Pastor E, and they'll know that you heard this announcement. And I just had to share that those things with everybody tonight. Now, for my covenant partners on here tonight, if you're on this broadcast, I'm personally requesting that you be here on Mondays, that we could still share after the broadcast. We're all here together. Maybe have a conference call afterwards. Maybe we need to talk about some things to get it together, to get support. But we need more people involved. You know more people than I know. I know more people than you know. But we must help each other's broadcast to go forward, to get out there, that there's more people have opportunity to hear it. Not to build numbers for the broadcast, because I never share numbers. And we got some pretty good statistics here on Blog Talk Radio over 7 years. But I never share that stuff. I never promote that stuff. But it's about the one that needs to hear what God is saying. And there is some fire going on in this broadcast, right? This network right now. I don't know if you can tell it, but there is some fire going. Wednesdays, we just lit it back up. A now word. And Pastor V that kicked it off. The series on test. Why is God testing me? Because that's what he does. Anyway, then we're going to come back and go another series. I may take the next series or someone, whoever the time and the season is, we're inviting all our covenant partners that are on the network. You have a slot. Wednesdays, we're growing that. Let's Talk Jesus Monday. Man Up Still, going hard. Now we got a word, a now word on Wednesdays. Women Speak Now, which won't ever go away. Friday nights, we still have a Friday night open. But me and Pastor V, and that may even extend weekly. But let's talk about it. Which you guys, I'm surprised we haven't gotten more response. Like, why you guys don't do that more? Because we can be getting down on that broadcast. And Real Talk with Pastor E, you know that's locked in here on the broadcast. And then Sunday's open. We're looking to also maybe do something on Sunday. So if it's in your spirit, give me a call. Let's do this thing and watch God move. Amen. Heavenly Father God, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the anointing that has flowed. I thank you for the agreement of one that has went forward. But I thank you most of all that you've been lifted up. I thank you that you gave us all the energy and the strength to just lift our hands and say, hallelujah. We love you. We honor you. We respect you. We exalt you. Oh, yeah. See, we're getting lower and lower because you got to get lower because you got to know God is so great that we deserve nothing. Come on, take me to the last pebble of sand and bury me there, but still let me worship you right now. That you be honored, glorified, and magnified in everything we do. Have your way. Not our will, but yours on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for every listener live, by archive, by the internet right now, that, Lord, you be lifted up and they be blessed. Blessed to go and do your work. Blessed to go and do your will. Blessed and go to see the results of their example to others. Lord, we pray tonight that we will not leave this place the same, but change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our mind. We claim our season because you are the giver of life. We honor you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sing this for y'all tonight. Because you know what? I need my no more stressing, and I'm going to bless him. Bless you, family. Love you guys. I got, you know what? I bless you guys for enduring me on that one. But you know what? It's your season. I dare you to not give 1 second, 1 millimeter, 1 centimeter of a thought of yesterday. Anything that will bring negativity into your spirit, you say no. Oh, my God. Anything that tells you you're worthless, you are worth. You got to now replace all of the negative with something better. It's your challenge tonight to go in the spiritual mirror and say, you know what? If it ain't telling me I'm the greatest thing that God has ever created, I don't want to hear it. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about even when your body start acting up and start doing that relapse and those things that you thought would never come back. That's when you stand and say, do what you do. I will not turn back to anything negative. I will live the life of freedom, because who the Son says free? You can tell it. I'm fired up. It's free indeed. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I honor you. But most of all, you are beautifully made by God. Man up tomorrow. Come on, ladies, come through. Give us that list.